She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I actually just partner with people that are articulate, passionate, and tell the truth. And I've got a partner right here, my partner in crime, Jacob Teitelbaum. And today, we're going to be talking about prevention for heart disease. And prevention is the cure. That, as a naturopathic doctor, is one of the tenets that I live by, I treat by, I think of all the time, because I think the best health insurance is not getting sick in the first place. And when we're talking about the number one killer of both men and women in the United States, we got to talk about prevention. So, Dr. T, what's going on?
Well, good to be with you, Holly. And I'd like to start off this week's discussion with a news report that I found entertaining. The government committee has now come out recommending that cholesterol medications not only be given to everybody's pets and put in the drinking water and the children, but now they've doubled the recommendations. And it's funny. I look at it and I go, well, let's see. You have a committee that was assigned by two organizations that have taken tens of million dollars from these drug companies and assigned committees that fully half the people are on the payroll of the drug companies. And what could possibly go wrong with a report? It's like, it's oh my God, what were they thinking? So here we go. One more attempt to push statin medications down everybody's throat.
It's the scariest report that I have seen. And it just, you know, one of the things, Jacob, that I have thought about what my life's work is that I don't want people to think like me. I don't. I just want people to think. That's all. So I think as we're watching the news in the morning and we're hearing this crazy headline about some government committee, as you said, comprised of these people who are on the payrolls of Big Pharma, and we've got this recommendation to double statin medications, I want people to think right away in a knee-jerk reaction, hang on, this is crazy. We all know the devastating side effects of statin medications, and we all know that there are other things that you can do. That's what also first do no harm. Lifestyle, dietary modifications that can happen in your home inexpensively that are effective to prevent heart disease are right there. All you need to do is listen and think.
But Holly, the committee said there are no significant side effects that they saw. Of course, they had their blindfolded, but, you know, what difference does that make? Yeah, it is really kind of scary and bizarre. And there's so many things. And let's have some numbers. Eating chocolate is anywhere from 3 to 30 times more likely to be associated with not having a heart attack than taking statin medications. Owning a cat is likely to be 3 to 10 times more preventive of having a heart attack in the data than taking statin medications. I mean, there's all these little things. So let's take a look at a couple things of what it really means when cholesterol is elevated. Because cholesterol being elevated doesn't mean you need a drug to lower the number. In fact, they've now set up the normal range. Usually, to be abnormal, you have to be in the outlying 5% of a test. 95% of people are normal. And the way they now have the norm range is just like nobody fits in the normal range anymore. So simple things. Lifestyle things like exercise, having fun, eating healthy, and that doesn't mean avoiding salt or eggs. Eggs have no effect on raising cholesterol. They have been shown study after study not to increase heart disease. But what are the things that increase heart disease? Excess sugar, things like sodas, heavy-duty sugar intakes, saturated fats, trans fatty acids, fats which for years are told are better than butter, which is absurd. So they're simple lifestyle things. And Holly, you may want to run with those. Being a naturopath, you've got those down cold compared to most doctors.
Yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, it's like in First Do No Harm, there are so many things that we can do before drugs and surgery, and it's so simple. And to turn, you know, I think the tide and what's really, I think more difficult in my practice is exactly this, is like, it's almost like I don't know if you sail, I've sailed in my life, and to do a turnaround, right? You have to take down the mast, you have to kind of catch the wind on the other side and pull it back up. There's a lot of effort, right? So if you think about folks, their minds as their wind, these messaging, this seductive messaging that's been going on for a long time, it is almost like, because people think like, wait a minute, eggs aren't dairy? I thought eggs were dairy for the longest time, or salt, or, you know, eggs aren't bad. And it's like, you got to be able to almost just get in there, put the dots really close together so they can connect them and go, oh, okay, and have these little aha moments. And I think it's an art. That's the art of medicine, helping people wake up a bit.
Yeah, so if you go for a walk outside in the sunshine, if you live common sense, so eggs, okay, salt, okay, chocolate, okay, sunshine, good for you. Avoid the sugar, avoid these artificial food-like substances. But what does it mean then when your cholesterol is high? Say, I recommend most people don't even bother getting their cholesterol checked. But if you do, and the cholesterol is elevated, what is that telling me as a doctor? It tells me to look for things that can increase heart attacks that need to be treated. The most common problem if we're causing a high cholesterol would be a low thyroid. So if your cholesterol is elevated and you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you'll find that if you take some natural bioidentical thyroid hormone or do things to raise your thyroid, even like some iodine, a host of other things, most of the time we're going to find the cholesterols will come right back down. In men, if you have low testosterone, we talked about that previous show, and you optimize that to the bioidentical, it will tend to bring the levels back down. So there's, you know, cholesterol doesn't mean you need a cholesterol medication. It means take a look at some lifestyle things, take a look at hormonal deficiencies. These simple things can save your life.
Yeah. So I think that you should have an honorary ND because also as a naturopathic doctor, identify and treat the cause. So if you've got a little elevated cholesterol, you know, depending on what the reference range is and these, you know, sort of you take the random slice of the population and create these lab values, these reference ranges, you want to be able to understand that, hey, when the body has a sign or a symptom, it's really communicating with you because the body has ability to heal itself and to come back into balance, to come back into homeostasis, unless there's like a new normal, that's allostasis. And that's another segment. But so we always want to ask that question, hey, what's going on? What's contributing to this? Because if you can identify and treat the cause, you certainly can heal from the inside out. You can cure yourself instead of just manipulate your levels back into a certain range, but we haven't really made a difference in the tissue, in the cells, and in the vitality of the person when it comes to health.
That's funny. It's, you know, but if you ask most doctors what's the cause of the cholesterol elevation, you pretty much almost get the answer that there's a statin deficiency. It gets pretty scary. So this is one where you score 10 points for the NDs and a minus for the MDs. Sorry, guys. This is a two thumbs down moment for the statin medication report. It's a disaster.
I think so too. I mean, and those, as we know, and I'll just say it, and I know you're going to, it's an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. And so what those things do as a medication is not only cut off your liver's ability to make coenzyme Q, or excuse me, to make cholesterol, they also cut off your liver's ability to make one of the powerhouses that create energy in our body, which is coenzyme Q10. And we're going to talk about this next week. We're going to talk about treatment. And especially if you have chosen to be on a statin, we're going to talk about what the heck you should do to protect the rest of your body from the devastating side effects. But when you block, go ahead.
Yep. Holly, let me just make one quick note because there are some people who should be on statins.
Okay.
And all kidding aside, if you have known heart disease where you've had a heart attack, you have angina, even with a heart failure or severe diabetes, studies suggest that in those cases, the statins can be life-saving. It's everybody else that I'm saying should avoid them. But we'll talk next week about how to have your statins and not have them kill you.
All right, so there we have it from, I think, the Patch Adams of the MD world, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. You can hear everything that he has to say on nfatigue.com, vitality101.com, and every week he is here with me as well on Radio MD, Mindful Medicine with Dr. Holly. He and I are going to continue talking about next week, you got to stay tuned, for the treatment of heart disease and balanced, fair information to help you stay well, because that's what we try to do here, Radio MD and RadioMD.com.